Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name, the name that is above all names. This is Steve Clark, and it is my pleasure to be able to share in the Daily Inspiration this week. My wife and I were on a trip to North Carolina as our daughter, she had a baby, a little boy, a few days ago on Wednesday, and Lord willing, the phone lines will work as well here as they did, as they do there at home. What a miracle it is when a baby is born. And I'm sure everyone that's listening probably agrees with me on that, that it's just a miracle from God as we see a little one born into this world and how they can function. And it's just such a blessing, such a miracle. God is so good. And I just want to praise him and thank him for all his goodness to us. Well, I'm planning to share this week in the Daily Inspiration. It's such a blessing to have the Daily Inspiration. I know that many people have been blessed and encouraged on a daily basis with these short inspirations. We have 9 or 10 brothers that are sharing, so there's quite a bit of variety of teaching. And I have a topic that I wanted to teach on for a while. In fact, I've been looking forward to sharing on this topic. I want us to consider the word righteousness. What does the Bible say about righteousness? What is the meaning of righteousness? What did Jesus mean when he told his disciples that, "Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven"? What did he mean when he said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled"? What did Paul mean when he was talking about the Jews and said they were ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God? What is the righteousness of God? Well, God is righteous. It is one of his attributes, like loving kindness, faithfulness, and truthfulness. Those things are consistent with his nature and his promises. The scriptures tell us, in fact, there's several verses in Psalms, and we could look at a lot of different verses throughout the Old Testament and in the New Testament about God. But in Psalms 48, verses 9 and 10, it says, "We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness." So God's right hand is full of righteousness. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was looking up some things about the right hand of God and how he lets us hold his right hand and how he holds our right hand, or he holds our hand by, with his right hand or something, and several different verses. It's an interesting study to see some of the things that it says in the Bible about the right hand of God. Well, here it says that thy right hand is full of righteousness. What a picture there. Also in Psalms 97, verses 1 and 2, it says, "The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof." So all the many, many islands in the world be glad thereof. "Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne." So righteousness and judgment are the habitation. They are there dwelling in God's throne. I'm not sure I understand all these things, but it's a pretty beautiful picture of God's righteousness, that his right hand is full of righteousness, and that at his throne, what dwells there is righteousness and judgment. Also in Psalms 119, verse 137, it says, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Also in Psalms 145, verse 17, it says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Well, that might be just almost a given there. God is righteous. I believe that. I believe that God is full of righteousness. There is no sinfulness in him, no unrighteousness in God. He is full of righteousness. It's part of his attributes. And he wants us to share in his righteousness. And we're going to be looking at some of these things, some of the things that we talked about there, what it means to be, to hunger and thirst after righteousness, and what God's righteousness is. We're going to be looking at those things here this week. I just wanted to have a little introduction here this morning on God's righteousness and to introduce our topic here. What a blessing we have to be able to serve a living God, and one that is for us and not against us, one that wants us to go higher and is not trying to beat us down in any way, one that is loving kind, loving so loving kind, or has loving kindness and is full of tender mercies, a God that we can serve that is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And that's the God that we want to look at in this topic of righteousness this week. So we'll continue our study next time. God bless you, and let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for all of your attributes. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your truthfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your all-knowing and your everywhere present. Lord, we just thank you for all that you are. And Lord, you are righteous. And help us, Lord, to understand these things. Help me, Lord, to be able to teach on these things this week. Inspire my heart so I can inspire others. Lord, I thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.